We're most pleased to have June Smedley from University Living with us. Good morning, June.
Hi, Sheila.
June's a certified strength and conditioning specialist and is the fitness director, like I said, for University Living. She has a Master of Science in Exercise Physiology, and we're going to be talking a little bit about University Living and where she works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, June, that's a big title and a lot of certifications. So what does all that mean?
It basically means that I've studied exercise physiology and I do personal training with many different people, but even at University Living, I do personal training there. I got involved in exercise and aging when I was a graduate student in sports medicine, and then I started personal training. After that, I did do an internship at U of M Preventive Cardiology in cardiac rehab. And that was my first kind of initiation, really, into the world of like special populations and working with the older adults that had, you know, special conditions. And after that, I ended up at University Living.
So what is University Living? Can you tell us a little bit about that facility?
Oh, yes. University Living is a senior living residence. And we have independent and assisted living plus memory care. We have a cap capacity of about 70 residents. And what's interesting about University Living is that when it was established in 1999, it was done so on a unique concept that was called living with assistance. And rather than thinking of it as assisted living, they wanted to focus on the living part of that. And so we strive to bring the outside world into University Living to our residents. And we do that through activities and events. And we use resources from the community like U of M, Eastern Michigan, we use Washtenaw Community College, local high schools and religious communities, as well as volunteers.
And June, what's the best part of your job there?
The best part is working with the elderly. I feel like it's really rewarding, you know, to work with the elderly, as most people do in this field. The thing that I always look back on, especially when I'm at home and just thinking about work, is that it's really, to me, where life happens. Contrary to what most people think about going to live at a senior residence, it really is about living. And that's where I learn a lot. And I really do like working with our staff. We have a great team effort among all of our workers. There's a lot of support system. We work together to solve our, you know, problems for our residents or help our residents improve their daily living. So it's really rewarding to work there.
I love that description of University Living, of living with assistance. I think that's a very interesting way and very telling way to describe the residents.
Oh, thanks, Alan. Yeah, we try to remember that, you know, because that is a, you know, our founding concept. And
is there a core clientele within the residents at University Living? What sort of folks live there?
There's not really a core clientele. We have people from many backgrounds and from, you know, many different areas. Oftentimes, you know, the children of their parents will live here and they'll bring their parents from out of state to live with us. Most of our residents are between age 70 and, you know, 95. We do have some younger than that. We take residents over the age of 50, but we have a wide range of residents. They're very interesting. Some of them have been doctors. Some of them have been housewives. You know, many have experienced the war. So we try to engage our residents in like their different vocations that they've experienced in their lives. And, you know, we look to them for special interests in these areas. So
this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is June Smedley, the fitness director from University Living here in Ann Arbor.
So June, you're the fitness director. Can you give us some specifics on some things that, some activities that you do with your residents?
Yes. Our fitness program is pretty extensive. I do morning and afternoon classes. In the morning, I do a seated fitness class where we do a variety of exercises and we do weights. One day we'll do strength cords. Another day we'll do leg bands. So we get, you know, upper body as well as core as well as leg exercises. What I'm most excited about is that in the afternoons, our residents are able to come to see me for personal training. And this is one-on-one attention and exercise. And it's really an added value to living at University Living because most other facilities, first of all, don't hire an exercise physiologist. That's a personal training. And second of all, don't have that extra amenity for their residents, which is personal training. The state of the elderly is that they benefit immensely from this one-to-one instruction. I've tried to, increase the personal training in our curriculum. Personal training is a really good preventive measure of action to keep our residents physically fit, as well as maintain their balance and muscular endurance. And I've personal trained most of our residents at one time or another. And I, modify the exercise to their abilities, and I also provide a stretching for them so that I can stretch their legs or their back or, their shoulders. They really like it.
Are there particular things that you look for when you're working with your residents?
Yeah, they'll pretty much let me know. A lot of times it comes from, I have a sore, this is sore, my knee is sore, or sometimes I can tell by their gait. Like if they are having trouble walking, and that might mean they just need to be stretched. And what's astounding to me is how quickly seniors respond to just a little bit of one-on-one attention. I'll stretch them one day, and like the next time I see them, they'll be doing a little better, but I don't want to make it more than it is. But it really helps them a lot.
That sounds incredibly gratifying to you as well.
Yes, it's really fun. It's a lot of fun. And then they also take an increased interest in their own fitness when they see these, these improvements, or just that if they take an interest in themselves and ask for, some help and come to the fitness center, they can, take some action that's positive
and benefit from it.
Yeah, help them feel better. Which is, really good.
I'm guessing that some residents, it may be a bit tough to get them started, but once you get them started and they can see a benefit, then maybe there's no stopping them.
So that's a really goal. That's a good goal.
That is the objective.
Well, that's something that would make me very happy. It always makes me, I say, you've made my day, when they do stuff like that. So yeah, that's our hope that they'll be active. And sometimes it takes some persuasion, but it's really mild, and they always have the last say whether they want to do something that day or not, But, we don't forget about them. I do go to each resident's room and ask them if they'd like to come to fitness in the morning. So in the afternoon, it's pretty much on their own accord. I might go and check in on them.
If you've got to someone who's been there who you're not seeing, you might go ask.
Yeah, I say, I haven't seen someone in a long time. Let me go and see how, if they want to come up. And I'll ask them if they want to come up and do some exercise. Most of the time they'll tell me yes. So,
well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's good. They like to be called upon, to go to their rooms and knock and say something.
Our guest is June Smedley, the fitness director from University Living, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
June, what activities do you think the residents like the most?
Well, they really like our activities. The activities program is run by our recreational therapist, and this is also an added value for University Living because we do hire a rec therapist. She's very knowledgeable in her field. She plans the best activities and events. They really like, for example, I have some of the regular ongoing activities, and these happen twice monthly. We have Shabbat with Ed twice monthly. They go to Parker Mill Park with Ron and Storm the dog. And we have Share a Pet, where people come into our building and bring their pets, and they really enjoy that. We also have weekly errand outings. So they really enjoy going to Meijer. They love the dollar store. They go to CVS and Value World. We have seasonal outings, too. Like they just went to the Ann Arbor Antiques Market in July. They really enjoy when we have people come and speak on something, like an event or a lecture. For example, we had Susan Bilek come last month and did an art presentation. It was Red, White, and Blue and Picture of Detroit. We have vocalists and, you know, musicians come. And so they really enjoy a like a variety of activities.
Yeah, it sounds like there's just an incredible assortment and variety of activities and things they can choose to participate in if they wish.
Mm-hmm.
June, do you have any experiences that stand out with your residents, using no names, of course?
Oh, boy. Well, I often, you know, in seated fitness class, they like to hear about what's happening in my life. At one point, I had a red squirrel that had taken up his home in my shed behind my house. And so every day, one of the residents would ask me, how's Rudolph? Because we named him Rudolph, the red squirrel. And, you know, they just enjoy hearing about the things Rudolph, you know, I would tell them about this red squirrel. So, you know, they're just really, they enjoy to hear about, you know, what's going on in my life as well.
Where's University Living located?
Right near the corner of Eisenhower and South Main at 2865 South Main.
So pretty close to Briarwood Mall.
Yes, very close to the, you know, Main Street entrance. If you're going directly, you know, from Main Street into Briarwood.
And June, how can people get in touch with you or University Living?
We have, they can call our facility. It's, our phone number is 734-669-3030. We also have a website, which is univliving.com. And that's, we have all of our activities. We have a calendar, current calendar posted on there. And
univliving.com?
That's right.
Well, and thanks so much for joining us this morning, June. It's nice to know that there are some great living options for our seniors in the area.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.